And you know what's amazing to me? How people can just sit there with a straight face and defend a lie and not flinch. Not flinch.
Well, I mean, look, this is the role of the vice president on any campaign, is to be the bulldog. And you're going to see Joe Biden, he's going to be a bulldog for the Democrats after the convention. But the reality of it is this: people who are following this and fact checking, they know that Paul Ryan is out and out lying, but it doesn't make it to the Republican base, because in their mind, the goal is to do one thing: stop blacks and poor people from voting and get 63% of the white vote. If they can get 63% of the white vote and 5% of the blacks and Latinos don't turn out the way they did in 2008, they believe they can win the White House. And that's why he's sitting on national TV lying.
Right. Well, you know, the Democrats had a message problem over the weekend when they were asked the question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? They were stumbling all over that. What happened?
Well, they didn't talk to me, because if they were to talk to me, they would have had the right answer. All they have to really say is this: look, when this president took office, this is how bad it was. If you're somebody who's in the stock market, you really understand this. When President Obama announced he was running, the stock market was at 12,500. Mm-hmm. When he took office, when he won the election in November, it was at 7,500. The economy was falling apart. We were losing 818,000 jobs a month.
Wow.
We had lost over an eight-year period almost 7 million jobs. In the last 4 years, President Obama has created 4.4 million jobs. Now, a lot of people may be out of work. They may have lost their homes. Some things have happened, and they're upset about that. But those things happen due to what happened previous to him. What's going to happen in the next 4 years is going to be because of him. And that's why he can say with a straight face, yes, you are better off than you were 4 years ago. You may not realize it at this moment, but you will in the next 4 years, because what I single-handedly did was keep this economy going so that the whole country wouldn't go bankrupt and we had no chance of recovery at all.
Well, you know, what's amazing is that, you know, I had one of my low-informed voter listeners wrote me and said, you know, what is the president going to do? Can keep blaming the Bush administration for the problems that we have now? I'm sorry, but y'all don't quite understand how it works. What you do today will probably affect you 2 or 3, 4 years from now. And, you know, where this president was saddled.
It's even longer than that. And see, people don't get it, because President Obama, when he became president, his first year, he didn't even have control of the budget. That was Bush's budget. Because when he gets, even if Romney wins, he'll have President Obama's budget, because he doesn't get sworn in until January. The budget gets passed in September. So it doesn't matter. That first year is really a throwaway year, because you don't even have control as a president.
Wow. Well, you know, I think the big thing is right now, the president has to say, why you guys can give me another 4 years. And, you know, and the Republicans are hammering on the fact that you made a lot of these promises. And, you know, it's tough for me to sit up and tell you, yeah, he made promises that he couldn't keep because the Republicans made sure he wouldn't keep them.
Well, it's even bigger than that. Look, every politician makes promises. Every politician doesn't keep their promise. But if you look and see what he promised, if he made 100 promises, he kept 80 of those promises. And that's pretty damn good, you know, compared to most politicians out here today.
Right.
And for everybody out there who is saying, well, what is he going to do for me? Especially if you are middle class and you are poor. You are crazy if you think Mitt Romney is going to do anything for you. He's a capitalist. And as a capitalist, all he cares about is making money. He doesn't care about the collateral damage. That is the big difference, really, between him and President Obama. President Obama has empathy. He understands the middle class and the poor. And everything he's done, every piece of legislation he's done, has done something to help the middle class, the poor, and military families in this country. And that is the huge difference. Mitt Romney's not going to do that.
He didn't mention Afghanistan at all at the convention at the RNC. And I thought that was problematic. You know, at the time, I didn't think about it until they started bringing it up. And I'm like, you know what? We do have troops in harm's way. You know, I don't blame Mitt or Ryan for that. I blame his team, his speechwriters. I blame them because, you know, for you to ignore people that are fighting for our freedom, they're fighting in the honor of the United States of America, I don't think that Mitt would intentionally do that. I just think that they have some problems.
Well, you know, I'm going to respectfully agree to disagree with you on that, because if I'm up there and I'm running for president and I know these troops are over here because I'm supposed to know about all the foreign affairs in this country and around the world, if I'm speaking, I'm going to speak to those military families and tell them, look, I understand you're in harm's way. This is what I'm going to do to help you. Instead of saying, you know what, Iran, you do something, we're going to bomb you. We're going to cause more war. And I don't blame the speech writers, because even though you have speech writers, you do have the final say on the speech. And he took it upon himself not to say anything about that. So, it's just like he's saying he was rooting for the president. No, you wasn't rooting for the president. That's just like saying Kobe Bryant, when he's playing against LeBron James, he's rooting for him. No, he's not. He's trying to cut his throat. He's trying to win the game. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing the Republicans are trying to do. They were very disingenuous when they said that.
You know, and the last thing, and of course, tomorrow we'll get into what's going on there, and so you see some speeches. But the last thing that is so amazing to me is that you do have a lot of people that receive assistance, from the government. But, based on the numbers, you really have a lot of Anglo-Americans that are receiving assistance. And I'm sitting there watching this guy who says, yes, I get government assistance. I saw this on C-SPAN or something. I get government assistance, but I don't want a handout. What the heck is that? And that's why I'm voting for what is that?
Let me tell you what it is. Hey, last night, it's so funny because this conversation actually came up in a party last night. John Legend had an event and The Roots had an event. I did both of the events. I hosted some stuff for them. And backstage, this was the conversation at both events. They were like, what is wrong with people who are getting assistance, talking about they don't want assistance, and this is why they're voting for Mitt Romney? And the reality of it is this. If they're white in this country, they see Mitt Romney and see themselves as Mitt Romney. Even though they're poor, even though that they're getting assistance, they believe that one day they could be a rich white man. And because they believe they can be that one day, they'll go vote for him, not understanding that they're cutting off their own nose to spite their face. And a lot of people do that. People do that all across the board.
But that scares me. That scares me. When you can sit up and say, I don't want assistance, but I get assistance. I understand that aspect. But you've been on it all your life. But nobody, you're voting against your interests. Nobody wants to see anybody get a handout. I would like to see people work and to come up. But there's been a lot of people that have used the system and graduated on to bigger and better things. Listen, we got to roll out, okay? Because
right,
in equal time, we can't give you any more time than what we gave Armstrong Williams last week, okay?
I'm going to send you an extra large hat. We're going to fix your problem, bro.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. You know what? Once again, that's the way it's going to be the rest of the week. He's going to hurt my feelings. But I'm going to save it up until after we're done at the end of the week. And then I'm going to slam you. And when you start crying, man, don't call me or text me. Talking about Russ Barr, you hurt my feelings. All right, that's how it's going to work.